Alright guys, we're live. It's Alex from the Tripod, and once again, back for another week of breaking down the NRL from a betting perspective. Obviously this week we're into round 21. Last week we had a pretty average week going 11-12, 11 wins, 12 losses. What I'll do is I'll try and get Jacob in, won't be a second. And then we'll
get... But yeah, like I said, we break down every single NRL game every week from a betting perspective, and we'll be doing the exact same thing this week for round 21. And we didn't quite like the slate last week too much, but I certainly like the slate a lot better this week. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Yeah, and I like the slate a bit better too. And, mate, ready to do some cooking. Fuck MasterChef, although we actually did win money betting on MasterChef if you're in our group. I don't know if you mentioned it. There's a link to our group. You can win money betting on anything these days. I mean, everyone knows you can bet on anything. There was a hot tip on Diana to win MasterChef. I never watched 1 second of it, but I won money on it thanks to our group. And we're going to cook up some best bets tonight as well in the NRL. Round 21, I can't believe. We're in the home stretch now of the regular season.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, only 6 rounds left. And bloody hell, like, it's been a bloody good season for us. I mean, we are still at 70% against the spread on our line bets, which are meant to be 50-50 bets. We've given out hundreds of bets this year, well, over 200, I think. We're still over 70%, which is absolutely ridiculous. Like I said last week, if you put, you know, $100 on every single one of our bets this year, you're up nearly 10 grand, and you've never been down. So, yeah, look, last week was a bit of an anomaly. We had a slight losing round, but, I like this slate a lot better.
Yeah, it was a dog of a round. We play some markets like no try last 5 minutes, no try in the first 8 and stuff, and we've won a lot more than we've lost on those. We're picking good spots, like when we see arm wrestles. But we had like 7th-minute tries. We had 79th-minute tries. At the end of the day, no matter how solid the tip is, those bets can always lose. There's always a chance that a try can be scored at any moment. And that just, you know, just highlights the point that it is footy and anything can happen. And that's why it really is nearly impossible to do what we're doing and hit 70% when we are taking bets like that. But, I mean, when you're getting, you know, $1.85, $1.90 odds on those markets and you're winning more than 2 out of 3, you're killing the bookies. I've been battling on my app this afternoon because I'm getting more and more restricted from yet another site. And that's one of the reasons why we're going to join up to YouBet, as well as we want to cash in on a bunch of their promos. But it's getting tough for us to actually get bets down, so why not share them with the loyal followers?
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, yeah, between yourself and myself, we've probably been banned from 20 bookies, you know, together. So we try and share our knowledge where we can. But
Fuck the bookies.
Fuck the bookies. All right, should we kick off round 21, mate, Thursday night? We've got the Panthers hosting the Bulldogs. Panthers are 6.5-point favourites and 38.5 the total.
And round 21, the theme is at the moment, we've noticed it last week or two, we're going to notice it the next couple of weeks, it's the dog days for those sides that now basically know they can't make the 8. Looking at the ladder, there's really only 9 sides that probably have finals contention. There are probably another 3 or 4 that mathematically can still make it. And, you know, you've got to look closely at those sides. And the Dogs are one of them. Yeah, they can mathematically make it. But you have to wonder about that locker room. Are they turning up to training? Are they still energized? Are they still all buying in? Are they still backing Dez? Because I think he's going to be gone. And honestly, they're gone as well. They're fucking pitiful against the Broncos last week. And that's why I want no part of the Dogs this week. I mean, the Panthers missing Moylan again. Trent Merrin, they did actually miss him. They were lucky to beat the Titans. The scoreline was a bit misleading. It was a phony win. But this is a game I don't really want a part in either side. And, I mean, I could only probably play the over because I think the Dogs have been getting panned for just, like, being so boring and scoring so little. But then again, like you say, missing a guy like Matt Moylan. So I don't actually have a single best bet on this one.
Yeah, I thought I'd stay away from this one as well. And I'm leaning towards the same kind of stuff that you said. No Moylan. And I think, in fact, it actually helps that they've got Tyrone May in the halves instead of Bryce Cartwright because he's absolutely woeful. And that's probably even better for the over than having Cartwright in there who's absolutely shit. But yeah, like the Panthers, they still need the win. Like they're not guaranteed, you know, they're not guaranteed a top 8 spot. What are they sitting 9th at the moment? So they're on the cusp. This is a must-win game for them. The Dogs, on the other hand, are completely out of it. I mean, they are, I think they're tied on points with 4 different teams that they by far have the worst points differential. So, I mean, if they don't think they are actually completely out of it now. And I think this could be the week where they let go of the rope. I think the Panthers could roll here despite not having Moylan in there, but 6.5, I'm not laying 6.5. But yeah, like you said, this could just be the week where the Bulldogs start fucking throwing it around again, which we haven't seen for fucking the whole season. So no best bets on that one so far. And like you said, we'll put our heads together. These are just our initial thoughts on the games. We're going to, you know, just give you our initial thoughts. And then tonight and tomorrow morning, we'll have a sift through every single bookie that we bet on. We'll cook up some best bets. And then we'll release more in the group tomorrow morning, which is usually around 10, 11 o'clock. So keep your eye out for that. Make sure you join the group. Friday, early game, we've got the Warriors hosting the Sharkies. Warriors are 4-point dogs and 38.5 the total.
You know, the Warriors were unlucky. They were really in that game. And, you know, Django takes the basically intercept off the batted back kick and goes 95 metres and fucks our 13-1 Saturday night Ladbrokes Odd Boost multi that we put up and breaks our streak of winning a multi every single week since May. That was a killer. That one we had plus 10.5 and the under of 40.5 and it easily went under. But we actually also had the Warriors plus 12.5. And that, you know, again, highlights the fact, the beauty of having a site like Pinnacle. No other website had plus 12.5 except for Pinnacle. So that's the only way you could have won betting the Warriors. Actually, we also had them on the halftime line plus 6 and they were tied. It was a decent effort for them considering their season's pretty much over and they had no Johnson. And you know what? I do think we get a massive Warriors effort again in this one because they were so bad last home game. And I really do feel like the pressure in some ways is off them now because their season's fucked, but they really do owe it to their fans to definitely come out and give their best. And that's what's going to keep me off the Sharks because I do think the Sharks are definitely like, you know, have top four aspirations, know that they've got to come in and win this one. And, you know, you might look at it and you can get minus 3.5 on the Sharks and you might think, I'm just going to take the better team that I know can defend, I know I can trust. But, of course, no Maloney, that's going to cost you probably a couple points. In, you know, in his attack and obviously his goal kicking and just the effort that I think we will see out of the Warriors, I would actually lean to an under because I think the Sharks will come out there. They know they're on the road and they'll try and like control the game, slow it down and not let those outside back weapons like Mamalo and obviously RTS and not let those guys get rolling. And they will try and strangle the Warriors and frustrate them. But I actually think the Warriors will come out and tackle, at least in the first half, hard. So I really actually do like the under, but it is quite low. And my only other concern with the Sharkies, scheduling spot, you know, on the road, and they've had quite a lot of travel and they had, like, quite a lot of guys play rep footy as well. So for the rep players, this is, I think, their fourth game in, like, 15 days. So it's something to be concerned about with the Sharks too.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. And I can't play either side. I do like the under as well, but it's totally weather related. It's meant to rain all day in Auckland on the Friday. So my play towards the under is more weather related than yourself. Although, you know, the Sharks do have a solid D, but in the wet, you know, it's always tough to put on points. I actually think the Warriors might give up on the season from here, which is my only concern with going under. I think that last week was their one week where they put in, Sean Johnson was out for the first game. You know, injured player theory that the troops band together, they put in a good effort, and they did. They were tied at half time, and now they lost that game. Now they're pretty much fully out of contention for the eight. I think this could be the time where they let go. But, like you said, their last home game, you know, they really did not put in at all to send the Beast a good, you know, farewell tour, I guess. But you know, I think they might put in, you know, just because it is a home game and that kind of thing, but I think they're completely out of the eight and they know it now. Excuse me. So, yeah, I can't play a side. You know, the only reason I can only lean Sharks, catching, you know, get minus 3.5. But the reason I can't do it is because of the weather. And it's always tough laying points in the weather, even if in bad
and
weather.
Then you've also, you've got the fact that because the Warriors are out of it, what if they just say, fuck it, let's just throw it around. That's have fun with our footy. Let's offload. And then it fucks your whole theory of trying to play an under. It's like you say, it's very unpredictable what sort of Warrior side's going to turn up. And, you know, it's very hard to handicap those ones.
Definitely. No, totally with you. All right. So moving on to a game that I actually love, the Eels, plus 6.5 points at home versus the Broncos, 39.5 the total.
Eels up inside ya, finding an entrance where they can.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we have anyone who got that joke? Probably not. If you did, then it was worth it. Brought a smile to your face. So that's, you know, that's what we're here to do. Bring a smile to people's faces. And yeah, I think you agree with me that we do love the Eels. So my reasoning is when I watch the Eels play, they do put in every week. And I've said multiple times, I think Brad Arthur is one of the best coaches in the league. Now, they're not without their injury concerns. I mean, King Gutho, to lose him, I feel devastated for him. When I first saw Gutho play a couple of years ago, I thought to myself, like, this white, skinny winger, he's going to be a liability, he's going to get run over, you know. But I was very wrong about him. He's turned out he can play any position. He's just so creative, and he's just a dead-set true footy player, and he does lift the team. Having said that, I think it's been an overreaction to him being out. I think when you can move Bevan French to fullback to replace Gutho, you're not actually losing much, because French in his own right is a star in the NRL. And then you bring Hoffman onto the wing, so you've just downgraded from French to Hoffman on the wing. But wingers can't affect the game as much anyway. So actually, you're not losing that much, although I'm concerned about who's kicking goals for the Eels, because Gutho wasn't a great kicker to begin with. Are we going to have to see Mitchell Moses' putrid goal kicking? You know, and if we want to take the points of the Eels like we probably do, that's a concern, because Kahu's actually been slotting them for fun for the Broncos. Now, Broncos have been playing good footy, so we can't, you know, we've got to be wary of that. I've actually seen one hell of a bet, which I like, which is on Bet365. Broncos to score 3 unanswered tries, no. Because I think if the Broncos score 3 unanswered, that could be 16 to 18 points in a row. In that case, they probably would cover the line. But I reckon the Eels will be well up for this. Now, if you want to talk about fatigue, the Eels played Sunday afternoon, whereas the Broncos were played Thursday night, right? So that is an advantage to the Broncos. But the Eels were off the bye before that. So I think they are still a relatively fresh squad. And I do think they've got the troops. They've got a pretty sweet back line, even without Gutho. I think they're going to be well in this match. I don't understand why the line is above 6.
No, I totally agree with you. And I think if the Eels happen to have lost that game against the Tigers last week, then I think it would have been a different story. I don't think I would have wanted to take them this week. Just because, you know, I know they're in 7th spot now, but I think they would have been an 8. And without Gutho, they might have been thinking, well, fuck, are we really going to make the 8 from here? But I think lucky win theory, I think they, you know, they got past that Tigers game. It's a confidence boost for them. They're sitting in 7th spot. They've got to believe that they're a good enough team to make the 8. It is a slight concern with the Broncos coming off 3 days extra rest. But like you said, yeah, French is a superstar player. Slot him into fullback. And wingers aren't worth more than fucking 1 point. You know, as good as they can possibly be, they don't affect the line more than 1 point. What I would suggest here, though, is I don't think anyone's rushing out to bet on the Eels after they scraped home against the Tigers and the Broncos just absolutely demolished the Bulldogs on a, you know, primetime Thursday night game. So I don't know if we're going to see an 8 floated out there, but I can't see the public rushing out to bet on the Eels, that's for sure. So I think this is one of those games where we probably, it's not going to be, you know, detrimental to wait a couple of days and see where the markets go.
Yeah, we do a good job of kind of predicting what's going to happen in the games to an extent. But the other thing we do well, I think, if we were to pat ourselves on the back, is read the markets. And yeah, you would have seen the same thing I've seen, which is money is coming for the Broncos, even -6.5. And pretty much teams rarely win by 7 these days because no one's got the balls to kick a field goal up 6 in case you miss and give the other team a 7-tackle set. Really, it doesn't take much to get to 8. And on your point, I mean, I think the Eels are absolutely going to make the 8. In fact, they can still seriously make the 4. You look at like Manly's loss on the weekend. They actually don't have many tough games left. The Broncos is the toughest side the Eels have left this season. They've got them twice. They can make the top 4. And yeah, Tigers showed up and the Eels really sleepwalked against the Tigers and always felt like they were going to win. Whereas the Broncos, we can say they were impressive against the Dogs, but the Dogs fucking gave up. So you can't read too much into that. So it's a good spot for the Eels. We'll be all over them. I think we should already make that a best bet. No 3 tries in a row for the Broncos. And you can actually also get one more point. You can get the Eels +1.5 tries, which I love because they may lose the kicking battle tomorrow on Friday night. They may miss a couple conversions and the Broncos might slot the lot. Broncos are more likely to take penalties. You may lose the game by 8 or 10 points, but only by 1 try. So that's another way to get at the Eels if you're concerned about goal kicking.
Definitely. Yeah, and one more point. Slight look-ahead spot for the Broncos as well. They've got the Titans. They've got the Queensland Derby next week at the Gold Coast. So maybe just a slight look ahead to that one. And they might just be taking the Eels a little bit light because Gutho's out. All right. On to the Knights. The Knights +10.5 points at home hosting the Dragons. 44.5 the total.
I mean, did you have those games around the wrong way? Surely the primetime game is Broncos-Eels, though.
Yeah, so Broncos Eels is.
Oh, sorry, my mistake. This is early Saturday. One's early Saturday. I won't spend as long talking on this one. I mean, that might be our favourite game of the week, the Eels Broncos. Yes. I will say I definitely think the Dragons are going to be too good for the Knights, and they won't take them lightly after they got really shocked by the Knights. They were down 28-6 at one point against the Knights only like a month ago or less than a month ago. I think the Dragons do the job, but I respect the side that the Knights are getting on the field with blokes like Bura back. They are putting in every week. Could have won a couple games in the last month, to be honest. And, yeah, I don't want to lay the points because they don't give up. They're one team that knows they're not making the eight, but are trying their hardest to win contracts and stuff. So, yeah, I've got no play on this one.
Yeah, I don't have a play on the side. The only way I could probably look is the over. I mean, the Dragons have to have it, and I actually don't mind the move. You know, Dugan's playing centres now. You know, obviously, they're trying to build for the future, get a new fullback in Dufty, and he's another playmaker, you know. Like, he's getting in there. He's throwing dummies. He's attacking the line. I think it's good for their attack. But Dugan's in the centres and Dufty is at fullback. And the Knights, you know, they're going to want to put on a show at home against, this, you know, a top Dragon side. And 44.5 seems high to me. You know, it seems high as a total. But for these two teams, you saw what the Dragons did last week. The only way I could look is over. But you're right. Yeah, Dragons need the game. There's no way I'm taking the plus 10.5 with the Knights because the Dragons are far superior and they have everything to play for. But yeah, like you said, the Knights put in till the death, and they haven't lost a lot of games by, you know, more than 10 points in the last 6 weeks, that's for sure. I think last week against the Roosters was the only one they've lost by more than 12 points in the last 6-8 weeks. All right, second Saturday game, the Rabbits catching 4 points at home, hosting the Raiders, 42.5 in total.
Now, I wanted no part of this game because you've got two teams that you don't know what to expect out of. Both their seasons are pretty much dead. I said my piece on Ricky Stewart in the groups. I had an absolute tire on him. So check out the little video I did in the group. If you haven't seen that, I won't repeat myself. But, you know, the harder I look, there's only one side I can look in this game. That's the Bunnies.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, I mean, no Rapana, no Papali. That's two of the best Raiders players. And then Soliola's out as well. We all know the story behind that one. The Bunnies are pretty much fully healthy. Now, I love the fact that they finally have moved Alex Johnson to fullback, Cody Walker into the halves, and Sutton into the fucking forwards. Knows how to play. So,
I have written on this game is finally. Fucking
yeah,
finally.
Pick, like, put your best players in their best position. Is that too much to ask? So, and they're catching 4.5 points now. I definitely like the Bunnies in this one because I think they actually haven't been terrible the last couple of weeks, even though they have lost both by double digits. Like, they were close against the Sharks, but not good enough. They actually were close against the Cows, but didn't take their opportunities. As I said, they're fully healthy. My issue is what I would probably do, honestly, to bet this game is I would bet the Bunnies to win or I would bet the Bunnies -5.5 because if the Raiders show up, the Raiders are the kind of side that could put on points. Raiders are a little bit like the Warriors in that I could see them just completely just play free-flowing, like ad-lib footy and throw it around. And in that case, you know, you may not feel safe with +4.5. So maybe just take the Bunnies to win and if the Raiders have just given up on Ricky, and maybe they have, you get an easy win there.
Yeah, I looked at this one long and hard, and I looked at the ladder, and I thought the Raiders, they're pretty much toast. You can pretty much stick a fork through them. Whether they know that yet or not, you know, is another
Do you usually story. Stick a fork through toast, do you?
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah, depends what you got on it, I guess. But the Rabbits are completely done. They are completely out of it after last week, so... That's the one hesitation I have with taking the Rabbits. I know they're the side. I looked at it long and hard, that other side, especially, you know, with the personnel moves that they've made. Finally, like you said, you know, moving Cody Walker back into 5'8". You know, it just made sense, and he was great in that position for fucking weeks upon weeks, and then they changed it, and they went down the shitter. So my one hesitation is whether they have fought so hard, they now know that they're completely out of it, you know, was last week's loss just the backbreaker. But... I think with the personnel changes that they've done, they can certainly put on some points. And fuck me, Dad, I've had enough of betting on the Raiders. I think, you know, that they just time and time again have let us down. So, you know, Rabbits at home, you know, catching 4. I'm sure we'll probably find a 4.5 out there if we look hard enough. It's probably an auto play, to be honest. And maybe even a
Rabbits. Yeah, like, if in doubt with the motivation factor, you have to at least think the home side is more chance of showing up. You know, they owe it to their fans after a shit year to at least, you know, try, which these teams haven't done the whole season, but hopefully this weekend they will.
Yes, absolutely. No, I'm with you. I like the Rabbits in that one. All right, late night Saturday, Roosters hosting the Cowboys in could be the match of the round. Two really good ones coming up. Roosters -3.5 points and 39.5 total.
Yeah, I think this is one we disagree on. And up until like a week ago, I really loved the spot for the Roosters. I think that they're just a class above the Cows. But every single week, the Cowboys show me something a little bit more. This team is buying in, seriously. And, you know, Tamari Martin has actually done a good job since he arrived at the club too. They do have blokes that take pressure off that position. Like, we all know they lost Thurston, but Lachie Coote can be a playmaker. Michael Morgan has stepped up. Jack Granville is back from, you know, he's had some injuries. He's back. They do have playmakers. They've got experienced outside backs and stuff, like blokes that have either played grand finals or Origins. The forward pack is still very solid. I mean, I love the work that Ethan Lowe, Cooper and Taumalolo is doing. Maybe the best back row in the comp. And then, what you know, I may have been with you on the Roosters had Boyd Cordner been back, because he might be the best back rower in the comp, right up there with Taumalolo, but he's still out. Jake Friend is still out. So I see this completely evenly matched game. I see it screaming out as an unders for me, because neither team has a goal kicker and both teams really can defend and both teams are, you know, taking things very seriously. I mean, yeah, like you look at the Roosters as well. They lost Michael Gordon. They lost Cunny Dow. So, you know, they're not full strength. And I actually would take the Cowboys +4.5. Just trying to think. I've seen some other sweet bets as well. William Hill, first half, you can get +2.5 and under 20.5 points, which is basically a mistake because the total is 38.5. That's a great bet. And we cashed a bet just like that last week. And it's paying $3.50. So, you know, more than three times your money. Cashed one just like that last week. So yeah, that's my reasoning why I actually can only look to the Cows in this one.
Yeah, I can't take the Cowboys. And after I had a chat to you today, we had a brief chat today. I know that you mentioned the Cows have been doing well lately and they have been winning games, and they have. But then I looked back and, I mean, all right, so look, last week they grinded out a win. I know it was by 12 points, but against the Sean Johnson-less Warriors, they had to grind that one out. The week before that, they beat the Rabbits, who pretty much gave up in that game. Then go back a week again, they beat a Raiders side that was fucking dysfunctional and played absolutely woeful. The one good win they've had in the last 4 weeks was the Panthers, in which, you know, they slotted the fucking sideline conversion.
Yeah, got lucky there too.
So, yeah, I totally agree with you in the fact that the Roosters are not full strength, but I went back through the rosters. I still think that, you know, if you go down the roster one by one, I think the Roosters are still fielding a stronger outfit than the Cowboys. They're at home. You know, they still want the Ryan Premiership. I know it's a total must-win game for both sides, but I think the Cows are in a bit of a look-ahead spot to the Storm next week as well. The Roosters are pretty fresh. I think that Cows game against the Warriors was pretty grueling, you know, and yet the Roosters had a training run against the Knights last week, so I think they are fresher. I just think they're the better side. They're coming in with an extra day and a half rest. And I think that, you know, home field advantage, you know, for the handicap isn't enough. I think they are the better side. And I think that this line should be 4.5.
I don't think that the bookies have been overreacting to the Cowboys winning. I think everyone keeps dismissing the Cows, and I'm just not going to dismiss them anymore. I think that the smart thing is to keep betting on the Cows until they lose one or two and then think to themselves, oh, yeah, fuck, we don't have JT, we're not winning the comp. But until then, they're kind of having a bit of a charmed life. You can imagine that there's really good chemistry and, like, really upbeat squad. And, yes, you poke holes in all four of their recent wins, but the one consistent thing is they turned up, all four. They played good footy and gave themselves the opportunity to win. So at least if you do take them plus points, you know you're getting a decent effort. But, I mean, I love the Roosters too. I still think the Roosters could win the comp, and they're still very deep. So, of course, I could see the Roosters winning that game. Maybe we do agree on the under because we rate both sides, but we'll talk about that further later on.
Yeah, totally agree. And we always do like to take the unders in games where, you know, it means a lot to both teams because defense steps up in those important games. You like to take unders in those, and you like to take the overs in games where two teams couldn't give a flying fuck about the game. Maybe they're both out of the eight because they tend to throw the ball around a bit more. And do you really want to fucking chase someone down for 80 metres when you're out of the eight? You don't. So, This next game is also one where I like the under. I actually love the under in this one. Storm laying 3.5 points against Manly, 39.5 to total.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself today, I just love the under in any Storm game because their defense is so good. Like, we bet the under with them against Raiders last week. Raiders can be such a good attacking side, but you never really felt too threatened. And it was 6-6 after like 8 minutes of that game. But I never really felt in danger when the Raiders had the ball because the Storm just win the wrestle and just, like, you know, turn up and don't make mistakes in defense. And you know, can the Storm score points? Yeah, they sure can. But no Billy Slater this week. Questionable whether Cameron Smith will play. And Manly actually can defend. I'm going to call last Sunday a wash. Obviously, we saw them concede 52 points. But that really wasn't a normal game. And once they were down 30-0 at halftime, they were a bit shell-shocked. And they did concede, I think, two or three of those tries were off kicks. And everything that could have possibly gone against them did. And at that point, the game opens up, you know. And it's embarrassing to let in 50. But that's all the more reason why they'll come back this week with an absolute purpose to defend their line. So that also helps play into the under. As for a side, if Cameron Smith doesn't play, I mean, the line will adjust. But if you could get a whisper of that, I would probably look at playing Manly. I believe with Coruscant back, Brenton Lawrence is back, and Blake Green is back as well. Yeah, exactly. So they really can win that game. But if Smith's there, I'd probably think the line's about right, but probably with you on the under.
Yeah, so that's the thing. And you pretty much, you know, nailed everything there. But, I mean, yeah, like, Munster's been playing really well in that 5-8 spot. And for him to shift to fullback, he's not going to get as much ball. I don't think the Storm put on as many points. And Manly is going to come in with a point to prove after getting absolutely lit up last week. I know they got, you know, less rest. But, you know, we always like to take teams, you know, coming off a massive loss because they do aim up in defense. And, you know, I think +4 with Manly, which we can still grab out there, I think that's a solid number because if Cam Smith doesn't play, you know, I think that line's going to be close, you know, under 2 most likely. So we've either got, you know, if Cam Smith doesn't play with the +4, we've got a fucking really good line, or we've probably got a fair line, really. So Manly's the side, but no, I'm totally with you. The under is the side as well. And, you know, we'll look at different iterations of that, maybe like a Storm points under or something, because Cam Smith isn't, well, if Cam Smith goes, it's not the greatest goal kicker. So, but yeah, we certainly like a side and the under in that one. And then Sunday, arvo, Titans hosting the Tigers. Titans are 10-point favourites and 44.5 the total.
I don't have much to say on this one because it's another one that's just unpredictable. Honestly, the Tigers are more than capable of losing by double digits, but they're also probably not so bad that they should definitely lose by double digits. I mean, they showed last Sunday they can compete. They still can compete. It's still not the worst roster. So most of the guys that are there, they know they're not making the 8, obviously. They're actually fighting to avoid the spoon. But most of the guys that are now playing there are the same guys they're going to have next year. So they are kind of fighting for their jersey and, you know, or fighting to, you know, definitely get another contract. So they do seem to be showing up, and it's too many points if they do, you know, show up. But I guess, you know, for sure the Titans will show up. But the question mark with the Titans, as we've spoken about with other teams, was that their dream crusher last week. They dominated the Panthers. They threw 2 intercept passes, essentially, and they lost the game. They're pretty much not going to make the finals now because of that. Now, at home, I do expect them to come out and give their best. But, you know, if they don't really truly believe they can make the 8, then what are they really playing for? So I don't have a play on this game. I mean, maybe you want the overs.
Yeah, I mean, the overs is probably the only way I could look because, I mean, yeah, you're probably right. It was a dream-crushing loss for the Titans last week. Now they're with a bunch of teams that are 3 wins out of the 8. They don't have the best points differential of all those 4 teams. So, you know, I think mathematically they're not out, but they probably do know that last week was their chance. So it's a bit of a letdown spot for them. I think it's probably a bit of, not a letdown spot necessarily for the Tigers, but we say all the time, like, when you've got a team that's not in the 8, that's not in contention for the 8, and you're on that home stretch, like last 10 games, last 8 games, last 6 games of the season, they will put in for certain games. Like, shit teams don't put in every game. And last week, you know, the Tigers really did put in. And, you know, to lose by 1 point, to come up so short after putting in for 80 minutes, that's rough. Now they have to travel to the Gold Coast. I don't know how motivated they're going to be for this one. But, you know, Connie Hurrell out for the Titans.
Is it the TV game, though? Is that the Channel 9 game? I mean, that can be something, like, everyone's watching.
Channel 9's actually got 4 games this week, one every night. They got the Saturday night game, this, I think, this week. I might be wrong. But yeah, I'm not laying 10 points with the Titans because, you know, we rarely ever lay 10 points. But yeah, I do like the other two teams that like to throw it around and two teams that are, you know, may just come in thinking, let's throw it around, we're not in contention anymore.
Oh, well, cheers, Channel 9. I can't wait to watch Tigers-Titans while you don't show Manly versus Melbourne. So well done for that. Great scheduling there. Really looking after the fans.
Hey, that's man,
the, you know, we all need to see Titans-Tigers this weekend.
You'll have Fox in a few months, bro.
I don't want to talk about my Foxtel. I'm pissed off at them at the moment. I'm having to try and fix that. But I need to get that fixed. I also need to go. Pretty much we've summed up.
Hey,
so
you
that
go?
Was
good. Backy time, bro. Bachelor's on tonight.
I didn't want to admit that, but yeah, I have obligations to watch it. So you need to join our group. You're going to get all of our tips. We're going to put our heads together, check every bookie, get the best line, the best price on all these games and all the markets we're taking. We've had anywhere from 10 to 30 best bets every round. As you said, we've given out over 200, like 250, 20 rounds in. We're crushing the bookies. We'll probably crush them again this weekend. Multis, everything you want, sweetest offers, exclusive offers. It's all in the group. And we've actually got a competition with YouBet. We're jumping on with YouBet. They've got some sweet promos and we're giving away $100 for whoever can guess the total points scored this weekend and stuff. So it's pretty easy and it's free to enter all our comps. So give that a shot as well. You got anything else to wrap it up with?
Oh, not just the $100 YouBet comp. We're giving away $200 in bonus bets. You know, we give away $50 every Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday night. It's just a really easy guessing comp. It's free to enter and you can win a $50 bonus bet every footy night of the week. And also on the UBet comp, the winner will be in the draw. The runners-up will be in the draw as well for grand final tickets that we've got for the lads in the group. So, everything's free to enter in there. You don't have to pay for anything and you can win sweet stuff. Like, we took a couple of lads in the group to State of Origin. They had a sweet time. Grand final tickets, you know, World Cup final tickets coming up as well. So a bunch of stuff to win in there, but more importantly, good tips. So make sure you hit the link in the post and join the group.
It's all happening. Three words. Yeah, the pod.
That's it. All right, that'll do it for tonight, guys. We'll catch you next week for week 22. Over and out.